We're going to go ahead, continue our program with the recitation of the Holy Quran and a translation, inshallah, by inviting our brother Sheikh Muzaffar Haider from the United Kingdom with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. سبح لله ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم.
Brothers and sisters, respected elders, fellow Hajj students, and comrades, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Before I begin, I'd just like to explain, I'm not sick right now, alhamdulillah. Some of you may try to avoid shaking hands with me, so I'm just letting you know I'm perfectly well. Basically, when I was outside, a huge dust storm just flew into me across the street and loads of dust went up my nose and now I've got irritation. So rest assured, I'm not sick, alhamdulillah. I've been asked to speak about some verses to do with the concept of Tawheed. Tawheed is the single most important subject in the religion of Islam. If you ask any of our great learned scholars, what is the real reason and what's the real purpose of Islam, they'll all say it's Tawheed. The reason is Tawheed. The root is Tawheed. If you ask Shaheed Mutahari, he'll say it is Tawheed. Allama Tabatabai, he'll say the same thing. Imam Khomeini, Rahbar, they'll all say it's about Tawheed. Now, this particular verse that I've recited and the subsequent verses are to do with precisely that subject. The Quran in its entirety is really pulling humanity towards the divine concept of Tawheed. But Surah Al-Hadid, the 57th Surah of the Holy Quran, I can't remember exactly where I saw it, but in the literature of Imam Khomeini, he makes a comparison between this Surah and Surah Tawheed itself. Now, I was actually going to recite Surah Tawheed, but since we recite that on a regular basis anyway, I thought we'd take a detour to Al-Hadid and discuss that. So the very first verse says, whatever is in the heavens and the earth exalts Allah, and He is exalted in might, the wise. The second verse says, remember, we're going to recite the English first so that we have the meaning in our minds. Then we're going to recite the Arabic so that meaning goes down into our hearts. He says, Allah's is the dominion of the heavens and the earth. Everything belongs to Him. And He gives life and causes death. And He is, over all things, competent. لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتِ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Then he says, He is the first and the last, the ascendant and the intimate, and He is, of all things, knowing.
هُوَ الْأَوَّلُ وَالْآخِرُ وَالظَّاهِرُ وَالْبَاطِنُ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ.
Our opponents, even many Shia, have a completely misdirected opinion about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We might think that this is a small subject and we've got Tawheed covered, we understand it. But if we don't understand Tawheed, it will have effects in our spiritual life, it will have effects in our political direction, it will have effects in every facet of our deen. To this day, you will encounter people, not only among the Sunni brethren, but many, unfortunately, even in the Shia world, who will have strange opinions about Allah, and their concept of Allah will be completely wrong. This verse says, He is the first and the last. He is al-dhahir and batin. He is the outward and the inward. It's very clear that many people don't actually read the Quran, even in the Shia school of thought, and because of this, they have an obscure understanding of the religion. And just a final point here, because I'm out of time. This is one of the main reasons why they pointed the finger at our magnanimous Imam Khomeini and actually said, you are, na'udhu billah, a kafir. and they refused to drink the same water as him and as his son and do wudu with the same water. They called him kafir because of this supreme understanding of tawheed that we have, particularly in the revolutionary school of thought, in the Shia revolutionary school of thought. We believe that Allah is everywhere, in everything, above everything, around everything. He is the Zahir and the Batin. And when you discuss this with certain people, they will definitely come back to you and say, no, how can you say that? That's shirk. And their mind will go to obscure things. Like, for example, they'll say, are you saying God is in the toilet? Astaghfirullah. This is the way people's minds work. They can't understand these greater concepts. And oftentimes you'll find that it is those who do not belong to the revolutionary path. Remember, if our tawheed is off, all of our deen will be off. And I'll just recite the final verse here, and then I'll end. The final verse is verse number 4. He says, it is he who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and then established himself above the throne. He knows what penetrates into the earth and what emerges from it, and what descends from the heaven and what ascends therein. And he is with you wherever you are. And Allah of what you do is seeing. هو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش يعلم ما يلج في الأرض وما يخرج منها وما ينزل من السماء وما يعرج فيها وهو معكم أينما كنتم والله بما تعملون بصير صدق الله العلي العظيم.